Well, Galway United season continues this Saturday in a big contest, arguably the biggest one this season so far, in Gwynoag at 5 o'clock. It's Galway United away to Piemont United. Galway top of the Women's Premier Division, but Piemont United, the defending champions, delighted to be joined by our own Julianne Russell to look ahead to this game and Galway season so far. And Julianne, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Thanks a million for having me. Always a pleasure.
Julianne, before we focus in on Saturday first, because it's my first chance to chat to you since you were named the March Player of the Month, you said at the start of the season you were looking forward to getting back. Six games in, I know it's very, very early, but you couldn't have asked for a better start to the season.
Yeah, look, so far it's been excellent. Couldn't ask for more, to be honest. We've a really strong squad this season. Very young team, but the girls have had a couple of seasons under their belt now. And yeah, as you said, we couldn't have got off to a better start. All wins, a lot of goals, and a lot of clean sheets as well, which is always very promising.
Yeah, and confidence building there too. And as you mentioned, a lot of young players. I know you've described yourself as a golden oldie. I wouldn't quite agree with that just yet, but it must be great to come home after such a great career travelling around the world, to be back at your home club as well and seeing a team full of potential that, who knows, could do something very, very special this year, like they did last year by winning the All-Ireland Cup.
Yeah, look, it's so good to be back in Galway. Love playing with Galway United and obviously love being back living here close to family and friends. But yeah, look, to hopefully we'll continue the form, and obviously it's so early on, you can't be getting ahead of yourself, but like if we were able to get some silverware again similar to last season, that would be phenomenal.
What's it like being back in the playing fields? Like, for very, very good reasons, you were missing the majority of last season as well. But of course, back out playing football, back out with these young players and just back out enjoying it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like, I love being back playing. I've probably never felt as fit and strong like previously playing, which is funny. Just after having a baby, you probably wouldn't have thought that. But my kind of comeback from having Rosie has been really good and really positive. Obviously, every pregnancy and birth is different, but I was very fortunate of kind of how it went and the way kind of even with Rosie's sleep and that kind of stuff, it's been very good. So, yeah, no, I'm feeling good and feeling strong. So long, kind of may it last.
And feeling determined. Am I right in saying that you ran the New York Marathon back in November?
Correct. Some people may call me psychotic, but yeah, ran it. I think she was just nearly 4.5 months old. So I went back training very early, but my body felt good, so I said I'd do it. And yeah, it was a phenomenal experience. I probably won't do another marathon for a while, maybe when my soccer career ends, but it was class. It was a really nice goal, and I'm glad I did it.
Well, listen, congratulations. That's a great achievement in itself. And we'd be hopeful enough that it's another 2 or 3 years at least before you consider the other one. Let's talk about Saturday night, because Piemont United is obviously a club that you know very, very well, have enjoyed great success there and have great friends that represent them. But for Galway, every game is important, but no doubt these upcoming games against the Dublin clubs have been earmarked, because these are the games that are going to define the season.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Piemont are excellent club. Obviously, I played with them previously. They've been had such a strong kind of name in the Women's National League and for football in Ireland. They have a very good team as well, and obviously reigning champions. And I think it's going to be a really good test for us and kind of see where we're at. Obviously, we haven't played them yet, but I think it'll be good to see kind of how we are positioned against kind of one of the top teams in the country. But I think like Phil will have us really well prepared with analysis and whatnot, and the girls are just kind of raring to go. So I think everyone's just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's shown the way you've played so far. And of course, as I mentioned too, I didn't want to be dismissive of the other team. Athlone was obviously a big result in day one, in particular to pick a one, but Sligo is always difficult to get a result up there, let alone get it twice in the cup as well. But with Piemont, with Shelburne, with Shamrock Rovers, these are the markers there now to see if Galway United can improve on the fourth place finish last year.
Yeah, definitely. I think the league itself, all in all, I think it's much closer so far. I know we're only a couple of games in, but seeing the results of how those teams have played against the kind of lower ranked teams as per what people would usually think. But I think it we'll see where we're at kind of after the first kind of round of games when we play everybody and see where we're at then, and where obviously I think there's always room for improvement, but we'll build on each game as it goes. But I think we're just looking forward to every game and just taking it game by game.
Yeah, and with Piemont, as you mentioned, that's the test there as well. And of course, you prepared for the games so far. It's about putting in the performance at the end of the day. But these are the matches that you're really going to relish. Piemont are 6 points behind us at the moment, but we know they're capable of going on a run.
Yeah, absolutely. Like last year, they had a few kind of blips as well. And obviously, they came back and ended up winning the league. Like their experienced squad, they also have some very young players, but they have some very experienced players there who have won a lot and they know how to win games. So I think it's just going to be a really good test for us. And I think obviously playing away in Dublin as well is another challenge, but the girls are just going to relish the opportunity. And I think, you know, these are, as you said, these are the games you want to be playing in, and hopefully, we'll come away with a good result.
As you mentioned, Phil will have you well prepared. You'll be well prepared yourselves anyway. Will you be adapting much to your game, or do you adapt much, or is it really the focus on playing the good football that you've been enjoying so far?
Yeah, I think we've been playing a really nice style of football, playing out from the back, and there's been kind of really good combinations all over the pitch. I think that's what we're going to be sticking with. I think we have the team and we have the players to play that, even against the best teams out there. So I think this year we're very attack-minded. We press very high up, and I think we're going to continue to do that.
Well, it's a game that we're going to really look forward to. We'll talk more about it in a moment. As you mentioned, the goals are going in. Like it was the 4-0 against Glentoran last week. Everything's going according to plan. How have you... I know you're back in Ireland now a couple of years after being in Australia, but you were with Galway WFC before you had the break for Rosie and back there as well. How have you... I suppose it's a fair question to ask, Julianne, the standard of women's football in Ireland. How have you seen, especially our domestic leagues, from the time before you went away to LA or into Australia afterwards, to be back home now?
Yeah, it's improved leaps and bounds, to be totally honest. Year on year, you definitely see an improvement, but especially this season, even with Galway United alone, our trainings are so intense, which is brilliant. And I think just the resources are much readily available. We're training more, we're gymming more, and you can see that then in the games. And throughout the league, the standard is definitely much higher than previously before I left for Australia.
Yeah, the quality is very, very good at the moment. When I spoke to Phil recently, he remarked about the lack of, I suppose, attention being paid by the FAI, especially the international management team on the league. You've made no secret of the fact you'd love to get another crack at the Republic of Ireland. Do you think that opportunity can still happen?
Yeah, look, I think it depends what kind of players Eileen Gleeson and the team are looking for. Their style of play and whatnot. You probably do need to be playing professionally and being abroad. Obviously, in Ireland, we don't have that professional setup in all of the clubs. Obviously, Shamrock Rovers have that, and one or two other clubs are paying their players as well. But it really depends, I suppose, on the manager at the end of the day and how the players are playing and performing, and I suppose are they able to play at that international level. You need to be training like every day and like doing everything right from nutrition to sleep and whatnot. I do think that there are players in the league that are able to play at that level, but I suppose it's just getting that opportunity.
Yeah, and of course you all have to work, as you touched on there as well. And I know you have a job there too, and working your football around that. Certainly, if you keep up this form, and also your partner in crime, Jenna Slattery, they can't ignore you for too much longer.
Yeah, look, we'll just keep going and keep hopefully getting good performances and goals and whatnot. But I suppose, yeah, if going out are going to continue and be top of the league and scoring that amount of goals, yeah, we won't be able to stay quiet for too long.
Julianne, just brings me the final question as well. Back to Piedmont United. At the end of the day, we know if we get a positive result, it's definitely a marker that Galway United are. There's actually two questions I have, but I'll ask you this one first. How confident are you that if you perform, that Galway United can come out with a result against Piedmont?
Yeah, I think if we perform to our kind of our capability, I think that we'll definitely have a good chance, and I think that we'll give a good performance and come away with a positive result. Obviously, it's on the day and you don't know what happens in football. That's the beauty of it. But I think if we can all perform to our 100%, it'll be positive.
We'll be very, very confident of that result. One question I have, I don't want to be looking ahead, but I know the club has been pushing their next home game against DLR Waves. There's a real campaign out there to get a big crowd at Eamon DC Park to try and break the club attendance, especially as most of the domestic local leagues are finishing up their seasons. How important is it, especially for women's clubs in particular, to get behind Galway United, know that you're there for the summer, and to continue enhancing the profile of the game?
Yeah, it's absolutely vital that we continue to get people at the game and keep building on those crowds. And I suppose I think it's so important for young girls to see like role models and to kind of see that you're able to continue to play like past teenager kind of years. And that once I feel like people see that, then they'll keep going. As kind of people know, there's a big dropout in women's sport kind of in that teenage years, which isn't great to see. So I think if they can see it, they'll continue. And then obviously not just teenage girls, but just for all adults and kids out there, I think the style of play that we play with it is actually good to watch. And obviously so far there's been a lot of goals, so it's quite entertaining. So yeah, hopefully we'll continue with that form and we'll continue building those crowds.